The competition for teachers with math and science degrees just got more fierce. New York City has upped the ante by offering housing subsidies of nearly $15,000 to lure those teachers to some of its toughest public schools. It's the most generous program of its kind in the nation. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
Already, New York City's teacher salaries rank high among urban school districts, but you work hard for that money. New York schools are among the most challenging, and living on teachers' wages here is no picnic. That's why New York schools chancellor Joel Klein says he had to do something.
What we've decided to do is we hope make them an offer they can't refuse by offering them additional monies to relocate to New York to support their housing costs, but in effect to give them a bonus of $15,000 for a three-year commitment.
Klein was interviewed this morning on the Brian Lehrer Show on member station WNYC. He explained that math and science and special ed teachers won't get the cash all at once. They'll receive $5,000 for moving and $400 a month for 2 years.
Other cities have tried to do this on a smaller scale where they give you a couple of $1,000 or something, but I think we're really going to put some teeth into this, and I hope it has real drawing power for teachers to come here.
The package has already perked the interest of math and science teachers in the region. Mauricio Albrizio teaches chemistry at a private school, Berkeley Carroll in Brooklyn, and says that the offer definitely sweetens the pot.
I have my commitment set for next year, but I'd be happy to hear from them the following year.
But he says that money isn't the only factor. Already he could make a higher salary by moving from a private to a public school in New York City. But he says there are certain private school advantages.
The liberty of designing your own curriculum and going at a speed that the students will learn the most as opposed to teaching for an exam.
Albrizio hands the phone over to a science colleague of his at Berkeley Carroll, Robert Bush, who says he's staying put, but a little competition over wages doesn't hurt.
That would be terrific, a bidding war over teachers.
He laughs, but it's happening. Chicago offers $7,500 in housing aid, and California has programs to help with mortgage down payments. New York has one of the sweetest offers on the table, but what exactly will it get you? I asked Gary Mallon, a real estate executive with City Habitats. First of all, he notes, the $5,000 will just cover the first and last month's rent and the apartment finding fee. And the starting teacher salary, including the incentives, will get you
a small studio apartment here in Manhattan.
So when they add $400 a month in terms of housing subsidy, I mean, does that end up being chump change if you want to live in New York City?
Well, $400 a month is definitely a difference between potentially not finding an apartment in New York City at all and finding an apartment. So you have to look at that as a benefit. But in the general sense of things, does it take you from a small studio to a grand one bedroom? No, it does not. It doesn't stretch as far as it would in other marketplaces.
So the housing subsidy won't exactly bribe people to be teachers in New York. But for someone who's already up to the challenge, it could make the leap easier. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.